The problem with trying to attract everyone is you end up speaking to no one. I'm sure you've heard me say that before. And when your content could apply to literally anyone, it doesn't feel relevant to them. People don't follow accounts that might possibly be useful to them someday. They follow accounts that feel like they're reading their mind right now. Hello and welcome to this special bonus episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. The response to our four-part audience growth series has been really incredible. I've received so many messages, comments, and questions from listeners and clients who are implementing the strategies we've covered. But one question keeps coming up again and again. What are the simplest changes I can make right now to rapidly increase my audience growth? That question got me thinking about all the small tweaks and adjustments that can have a massive impact on how quickly our audience grows. These aren't complicated systems or time-consuming strategies. They're simple shifts you can make to what you're already doing that will multiply your results. Today, I'm sharing 10 of these game-changing approaches. Each one is something you can implement immediately, and when you start applying several of them together, the compound effect on your audience growth is going to be remarkable. These strategies span everything we've covered in the series, from foundational work and content creation to visibility tactics and smart systems. Think of this as your quick win toolkit for accelerating everything you are already doing. Before we dive in, if you haven't downloaded my free guide, 25 Ways to Grow Your Audience Without Paying for Ads, grab your copy at nikkihutchison.com/25, that's 25 ways. It's packed with additional organic marketing methods that perfectly complement what we're covering in this episode. Okay, let's get into these 10 simple ways to multiply your audience growth. Number one, focus on your ideal clients instead of trying to attract everyone. This is probably the biggest game changer I see and have experienced. You think that casting a wider net means you'll catch more fish, but what actually happens is that you end up attracting people who aren't remotely interested in what you're selling. The problem with trying to attract everyone is you end up speaking to no one. I'm sure you've heard me say that before. And when your content could apply to literally anyone, it doesn't feel relevant to them. People don't follow accounts that might possibly be useful to them someday. They follow accounts that feel like they're reading their mind right now. Here's what happens when you get specific. Suddenly, your content becomes incredibly magnetic to the right people. When someone reads your post and thinks, "She's talking directly to me," that's when they hit follow, save, share. That's when they start engaging and eventually become clients. Think about the accounts you follow. I bet they're not the ones that try to help everyone with everything. They're the ones that speak directly to your specific situation, your specific challenges, your specific goals. The fix for this is actually quite simple, but it does take a bit of courage. You need to go detective mode and really understand the one specific type of person you want to serve. Not three types, not business owners aged 25 to 45, but one specific person who has one specific problem you know you can solve. Spend half an hour this week researching what your ideal clients actually say about their problems. Go into Facebook groups where they hang out, read the comments on posts from people in your industry, look at the language they use when they're frustrated or asking for help. Then use those exact words in your content. It's like a mirror. And when people feel understood, that's when they follow. Number two, following directly on from that, use your audience's actual language instead of industry jargon. This connects directly to the previous point, but deserves its own focus because it's such a simple fix that makes an enormous difference. Most business owners write content in the language they think makes them sound professional, when they should be writing in the language their audience actually uses. When you use industry terminology that your ideal clients don't use and potentially don't understand, you're creating a barrier between you and them. They might understand what you mean, but it doesn't resonate emotionally because it's not how they think about their problems. I see this constantly with marketing professionals who talk about conversion funnels and customer lifetime value when their audience is thinking, "I just want more people to buy my stuff." Both are talking about the same thing, but one creates connection and the other creates distance. The detective mode research I mentioned in the previous section will give you this language. It's absolute gold. Pay attention to how people describe their frustrations, their goals, and their challenges. Notice the specific words they use, the metaphors they choose, the emotional language that comes up again and again. Then use those exact phrases in your content. Instead of saying something like, optimizing your content strategy, say, figuring out what to post that actually works. Instead of building brand awareness, say, getting more people to notice your business. I really enjoy doing this because it puts us all on a level playing field and it makes me much more relatable. This isn't about dumbing down your expertise, it's about making your expertise accessible. When you speak their language, people immediately feel like you understand them, and that's the foundation of audience growth. The simple shift here is to audit your recent content and identify anywhere you're using professional language that your audience wouldn't naturally use. Then rewrite those sections using the words and phrases they would actually say. Number three, create savable moments instead of look at me content. One of the biggest revelations for my clients is understanding the difference between content that gets engagement and content that actually grows their audience. Content that simply showcases how well you're doing right now might get likes from your existing followers, but it doesn't give new people a reason to follow you. Look at me content is primarily about you, your achievements, your busy schedule, your successful clients. While this isn't necessarily bad content, it doesn't provide value to people who don't yet know you. Someone scrolling past doesn't gain anything useful from seeing how busy you are. Savable moments, on the other hand, are pieces of content so useful that people save them, share them, and remember where they found them. This could be a step-by-step process, a helpful tip that solves a specific problem, or an insight that gives someone a new perspective on their challenge. You've got so much expertise at your fingertips. Get into the habit of sharing it consistently and quickly with your audience on a daily basis and watch what happens. When you consistently create savable moments, audience growth really does become inevitable because your content is doing the work for you. People save your posts to reference later. They share them with friends who need the help. They tag their friends in the comments, and they start seeing you as someone who consistently provides value. The psychology here is simple. People follow accounts that make them feel smarter, more confident, or more capable. They don't follow accounts that make them feel left out or inadequate. Before you post anything, ask yourself this question. Would someone save this or just scroll past? If the honest answer is they'd probably scroll past, think about how you could add value that would make them want to save it instead. This might mean adding more specific steps, really breaking down the process, or the exact tools that you use, or explaining the why behind your advice. The goal is to create content that's so useful, people want to keep it for future reference. Number four, adapt your content for each platform instead of copying everywhere. This is such a simple change that has a massive impact, yet most business owners completely ignore it. Each social media platform has its own culture, its own audience expectations, and its own optimal content formats. When you copy the same post across all platforms, you're missing huge opportunities to connect with each audience properly. LinkedIn users expect professional, substantial content that provides genuine business insights, most of the time. They want to see your expertise and they appreciate longer, more detailed posts. What works here is sharing lessons learned, business challenges overcome, or strategic insights that help other professionals. Instagram users prefer visual content that tells a story or provides quick, actionable tips. They like behind-the-scenes glimpses and content that feels more personal and accessible. The same business insight that works on LinkedIn might become a carousel post or a visually appealing quote graphic on Instagram. TikTok requires a completely different approach again. Authenticity trumps polish, and educational content needs to be delivered quickly and engagingly. Your LinkedIn article about business strategy might become a 60-second video sharing one key insight with quick cuts and engaging visuals. The simple shift here is taking your core content ideas and thinking about how to present them in the most platform-appropriate way. Instead of writing one caption and using it everywhere, consider how each platform's audience would want to receive that information. This doesn't mean creating completely different content for every platform. That would be exhausting. It means taking your main ideas and adapting the format, tone, and presentation to match what works on each platform. When you do this, you'll notice your engagement improves across all platforms because your content feels native to each space rather than like a copy and paste job from somewhere else. Number five, include clear call to actions in every piece of content. This is probably the simplest fix on this entire list, but it's one that most business owners completely overlook. Every piece of content you create should guide people towards a specific next step, whether that's following your account, visiting your website, downloading a resource, or engaging with the post itself. Without clear calls to action, even your most valuable content becomes a dead end. People might love what you've shared, but they don't know what to do next. So they simply scroll on to the next person. You've provided value, but you've missed the opportunity to deepen the relationship. The key is making your calls to action specific and relevant to the content you've just shared. If you've shared a tip about email marketing, for example, don't just say, visit my website. Say, grab my free email template that makes this even easier. Or comment email if you want my complete guide to this strategy. I know I'm giving marketing examples here, but these are applicable to any type of business. So take them and run with them for your industry. Different types of content warrant different calls to action. Educational posts might direct people to a related resource. Behind the scenes content might invite people to follow for more insights. Question posts obviously invite comments and engagement. The mistake I see most often is having no call to action at all, followed by having a call to action that's completely unrelated to the content. If you've just shared advice about Instagram strategy, directing people to your general business services page is not a natural next step. So think about the journey you want people to take. Someone who's engaged with your content is warm. They've already shown interest in what you have to say. What's the most logical next step for them? Make that clear and easy to take. Even something as simple as save this post if you find it helpful can increase engagement and help your content reach more people through the algorithm boost that saves provide. Number 6, start real conversations instead of pitching in LinkedIn DMs. Oh, this is one of the fastest ways to damage your professional reputation and completely turn off potential connections. The number of people who immediately pitch their services after connecting on LinkedIn is staggering, and it never works the way they hope it will. Come straight in with a pitch to me and you'll find yourself promptly blocked. I'm not alone in this reaction. I've discussed it many times with clients. Most professionals have learned to ignore or immediately disconnect from people who lead with sales messages because we've all been overwhelmed by them. The opportunity on LinkedIn is genuine relationship building, but it does require patience and authenticity. When you connect with someone, mention something specific from their content or profile that resonated with them. Be honest about why you're connecting with them and start a real conversation about their work, their challenges, or their insights. The goal is not to make an immediate sale. Is to begin building a professional relationship that could benefit both of you over time. Some of my best business relationships started with a thoughtful comment on LinkedIn or a genuine message about shared interests. When you focus on providing value and building relationships first, business opportunities naturally emerge. People remember who was helpful, who provided useful insights, and who took the time to understand their challenges before trying to sell them something. The simple shift here is changing your approach from how can I sell to this person? To how can I be helpful to this person? Lead with genuine interest in their work and their challenges. Share relevant resources without any expectation of return. Build the relationship first and business opportunities will follow. This approach does take longer than immediate pitching, but I guarantee it will yield better results. Number 7, focus on being helpful in communities rather than self-promotion. Communities, whether Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, online memberships, all offer incredible opportunities for organic audience growth, but only if you approach them in the right way. The communities that provide the most value are also the ones that are quickest to spot people who are only there to promote themselves. The golden rule for community participation is the 80-20 principle. Spend 80% of your time genuinely helping others and only 20% promoting yourself. Even that 20% should be done thoughtfully and in line with community guidelines. When you join a new community, spend time understanding the culture before you start posting. Read the rules. Pay attention to how other members interact and notice what types of contributions get the best response. The most effective approach is becoming known as someone who provides thoughtful, useful answers to questions without always directing people back to your business. Answer questions thoroughly, share relevant resources, and offer genuine insights based on your experience. Over time, people start recognizing you as someone who knows what they're talking about. When they need help with something you provide, they're much more likely to reach out privately than to search for a stranger online. This is organic lead generation at its finest. The key is consistency and authenticity. Don't join 10 groups and try to be active in all of them. You'll spread yourself too thin and you won't build meaningful relationships anywhere. Choose 2 or 3 communities where you can genuinely contribute and focus on providing value there. Remember, community members are people, not prospects. Approach interactions with genuine interest in helping rather than trying to generate leads and you'll find that business opportunities emerge naturally from the relationships you build. Number 8, master one platform before expanding to others. This might be the hardest advice to follow because there's so much pressure to be everywhere online. You see other businesses posting on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and more, and you think you need to match that presence to be competitive. The reality is that trying to maintain a strong presence on multiple platforms simultaneously is a recipe for mediocre results everywhere. You'll end up spreading your time and energy so thin that you can't build real momentum anywhere. The businesses that achieve the most impressive audience growth typically focus their efforts on one primary platform until they've built significant momentum there, and then they gradually expand to secondary platforms. This allows them to really understand how each platform works and build genuine expertise in creating content that resonates with their audience on each one. So choose your primary platform based on where your ideal clients are most active and where you feel most comfortable creating content. If you're naturally good at writing, LinkedIn might be perfect. If you're comfortable on camera, Instagram or TikTok could be ideal. If you love longer form content, YouTube or a podcast might be your best fit. Commit to focusing 80% of your content creation effort on that one platform for at least 3 months. Learn how the algorithm works, understand what content performs best, and build genuine relationships with other creators and potential clients on there. The simple shift here is choosing one platform and committing to it fully rather than trying to maintain a weak presence everywhere. You'll see much better results from being excellent on one platform than average on 5. Number 9, track business results instead of vanity metrics. Most business owners get excited by the wrong numbers. They celebrate likes, comments, and followers while ignoring the metrics that actually indicate whether their audience growth is driving business results. This leads to a lot of effort being invested in activities that feel productive but don't actually grow revenue. Vanity metrics feel good but don't necessarily predict your business success. You can have thousands of followers who never engage with your content or consider buying from you. Those followers might make your numbers look impressive, but they're not contributing to your business growth. The metrics that actually matter for audience growth include profile visits generated by your content, email signups from your social media efforts, discovery calls or consultations booked through your online presence, and ultimately, clients who found you through your content. Set up simple tracking systems to monitor these meaningful metrics. Use the analytics tools built into each platform to see which content drives the most profile visits. Track how many people join your email list each month and which pieces of content or lead magnets are most effective. Monitor how many business inquiries you receive through your social media channels and which types of content tend to generate the most interest in your services. This data helps you understand what's actually working to drive your business forward rather than purely generating engagement. The goal isn't to ignore engagement completely, though. Comments and shares are still valuable for building relationships and increasing your content's reach, but don't let those vanity metrics become your primary measure of success. Focus on creating content that attracts the right people rather than most people. A smaller audience of highly engaged ideal clients is infinitely more valuable than a large audience of people not interested in what you have to offer. And number 10, stay consistent even when results seem slow. This final point might be the most important one because it addresses the biggest reason people give up on audience growth too early. Building a genuine, engaged audience takes time. And most people quit just before they would have started seeing significant results. Audience growth rarely happens in a straight line. You might post consistently for weeks with modest results, then suddenly have a piece of content that reaches thousands of people and generates dozens of new followers. Those breakthrough moments are impossible to predict, but they only happen if you keep showing up consistently. The entrepreneurs achieving sustainable audience growth are those who view it as a long-term investment rather than a quick win. They understand that each piece of content is building their reputation, demonstrating their expertise, building that back catalog online for their ideal clients to search through, and slowly but surely attracting the right people. Consistency doesn't mean you have to post daily or be on every platform every single time. It means setting a realistic schedule that you can maintain over time and stick to. Whether that's posting 3 times a week on LinkedIn or sharing daily stories on Instagram, the key is reliability. Your audience needs to learn that they can count on you for regular, valuable content. When you post sporadically, people forget about you between posts and you have to rebuild awareness every time you show up. The simple shift here is choosing a content schedule that you can realistically maintain even during busy periods, then committing to that schedule for a decent period of time. Remember, every successful business owner with a large, engaged audience started with zero followers. Every single one. The difference between those who succeed and those who give up is persistence. The successful ones kept showing up, kept providing value, and kept building relationships, even when the results felt slow. These 10 strategies in today's episode work best when you implement them gradually rather than trying to change everything at once. So choose two or three that resonate most with your current situation and focus on those for the next month. See how you go. Over time, those changes become natural habits, and then you can add in another strategy or two. The compound effect of implementing several of these approaches together will multiply your audience growth results significantly. If you want even more organic audience growth strategies to complement what we've covered today, don't forget to grab my free guide, 25 Ways to Grow Your Audience Without Paying for Ads, at nikkihutchison.com/25ways. That's 25 ways. It's packed with additional methods that work perfectly alongside what we've covered today. Thank you so much for joining me for this bonus episode and for following along with the entire audience growth series. I hope these strategies help you build the engaged, responsive audience that your business deserves. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you go from overlooked to fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.